Welcome back to Growing Places, a podcast about all things economic development here in the Sioux Falls metro area, brought to you by the Sioux Metro Growth Alliance. Welcome back to Growing Places. I'm your host again this week, Molly Stevens. I'm the intern with SMGA. We also have our CEO and president, Jesse Fonker.
Hello.
And this week we have our first real guests of the podcast.
What? What do you mean real guests?
I mean not our coworkers.
Oh, okay.
We have our first real guests. We've got two staff from the South Dakota Development Corporation. We've got Brad and Roman here.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Maybe do we want to start off with some introductions? You guys can introduce yourself, say what you do, your background, how you got here.
Yeah, so thanks, Molly, for having us on here, and we're excited to be here, but we'll start out with me. My name is Roman Pham. I grew up around Sioux Falls for a majority of my life.
Wait a minute.
You're a Sioux Falls native?
I am a Sioux Falls native.
You're one of the real deals, huh?
Real deals.
Wow.
No.
I feel like we're in royalty's presence right now.
Yep. So I've been around here. Chose to stay in Sioux Falls because I guess I just loved it so much. Went to Augie. Graduated last May 2021.
Wait, you're an Augustana grad too?
I am. That's great. Half of this office here.
We feel like we're pretty blessed.
Graduated from Augie. I actually heard from Mary Toso at Augie, and she sent out one of those emails that no one reads, and you just delete it, and it just caught my eye. You know, I think I saw the name Brad Jankard, and it looked really good. So I was like, ooh, I'll give this a read, and then sent Brad my resume, and then I was a great interviewee that he just loved me so much. But yeah, started with South Dakota Development Corporation on June 1st, 2021. And yeah, I love it right now. So far, Brad's been a good boss.
That's always the right thing to say.
Especially in front of your boss, too, exactly. and on the record.
Yeah, a couple things maybe Roman left out is the majority of things that he does outside of what he was hired on to do, which was to be a loan processor. So Roman not only does loan processing, but he also basically helps out wherever we need. And when you're in a small, you know, nonprofit like we are, you got to wear a lot of hats, which is great. So Roman's taken on not only his loan processing responsibilities, but also does a great job for our marketing. And also on top of that, when asked, works on our servicing side. So really great to have him. And as a USD grad, he's the best Augie grad I know. That's for sure.
Ouch.
Present company not included.
Oh, that's good. Okay, good. I feel better now.
The one thing I would like to highlight is Roman is being really too modest when he talks about his marketing effort. As I know Molly works on their marketing effort as well, Roman, talking about analytics with LinkedIn, Roman was hired in June. He really started doing marketing in September. Since Roman started doing marketing in September, our LinkedIn followers has grown by 110%. I think it's gone up like 200 or 300 followers.
Good job.
So,
wow, that's crazy.
When you ask him what his day to day is, his Monday has always started with putting out a motivational Monday quote, which was all his idea. And it's been great just to, one, just, you know, outline what our focus is for the week, what we're thinking about, and then sharing that with the rest of the social community. So Brad Jankard, I grew up in Redfield, South Dakota, went to University of South Dakota after graduating from Redfield Public, went to Minneapolis after graduation to pursue a career in finance with U.S. Bank, worked in multiple different roles in their corporate treasury department, starting as a financial analyst, then a middle office derivatives manager, and then my last job in Minneapolis with U.S. Bank was in the short-term institutional deposit sales. Upon moving back to Sioux Falls, which is coming up on 5 years, and the reason I know that is that my daughter will be turning 5 in May, and we moved 2 days after she was born. So it's a great barometer for me to always be able to look back and see that's when we moved to Sioux Falls. Love it here. I did work for 2 years at U.S. Bank in capacity of basically a trainer. I trained commercial bankers across the United States on derivatives and foreign exchange, and had a great time at US Bank and was approached by a friend to, you know, take a look at South Dakota Development Corporation. They were in need of an underwriter and some business development, and knew my background with my master's in real estate, tied that into, you know, my finance. So South Dakota Development Corporation was a great fit, and coming up on 2 years in March with that.
Brad, being from Redfield, is it confusing to people that you work for the SDDC?
It is, yes. And oddly enough, this is the second SDDC I've worked for. I was the lifeguard at the South Dakota Developmental Center, which is our state hospital, which was great. I actually took that passion working with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, and also did that while I was in Vermilion and worked for a company called CESDAC, where I got to work again with people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And since that isn't my main job, I am on the board at Volunteers of America Dakotas, where they run a large program called Choices, which helps and houses folks with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Choices.
Yep. It's a great, great organization.
So it sounds like to me that you being a trainer and with some of your other responsibilities in the past, that you have a lot of patience. Working with people is not difficult for you. And I would assume that in a role with working with the federal government, requires a lot of patience.
It does. I mean, that was the biggest, one of the biggest draws to the position was that I got to work with customers and help small businesses. And that is, you know, that is what I'll call the fun part of the job, because it is to help many. I kind of relate it to buying your first house. So the majority of these businesses have never purchased real estate before. This is their first time. They've maybe rented before, maybe they've been leasing a property, but they've never actually made the jump to purchase their first piece of real estate. So with that in mind, it is our goal to be subject matter experts and make sure that we know everything they know, while at the same time facilitating the SBA process, which is our role as a certified development company, which often confuse in current times with the other CDC.
Yeah, that CDC has a different reputation right now than maybe the SBA CDCs, for better or worse, which we won't comment on this podcast. We don't want to get banned. So please tell us, what exactly is a CDC, and what is the CDC's role with the SBA, which is the Small Business Administration? Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct. So in South Dakota, we have four CDCs. There's a CDC in Rapid City, a CDC in Watertown, and two in Sioux Falls.
And that's a Certified Development Corporation,
yep.
What it stands for?
Yep, Certified Development Corporation. So effectively what a CDC is an agent of the SBA to be able to provide 504 loans to our borrowers. So we work with the SBA in the fact of they review all of the loans that we propose. We facilitate those loan packages with the borrowers. We send them to the SBA. They approve those loan packages, and then we fund and service those loans through the SBA. So not to get in too deep on financial rhetoric, but effectively what happens is every month there's a funding of all the different SBA debentures, i.e. projects in the nation. They put all those together and then they sell those debentures out in the open market. So the cool thing about the 504 program is it's not actual direct government lending. So the capital markets actually pay for these, and they're able to do them at a lower rate, which is obviously a great thing for our borrowers because they put a guarantee on them. And then once it's funded, our job is to service those loans and make sure, you know, our borrowers are staying up on payments, make sure their businesses are staying up to date, and hopefully growing and expanding.
So you lend to small businesses and the rates are lower. Does it make you a competitor with traditional banks?
Nope. That actually is one of the great things about the 504 program is every single 504 deal, we do partner with a bank or a credit union or some other financial institution. So it's always a, and this is a fun buzzword, public-private partnership. Say that five times fast. And so that's one of the great things. So our partners are all of the different banks in town and across the state of South Dakota, and hence the name South Dakota Development Corporation. We are one of the CDCs in the state that focuses single-handedly on South Dakota. So the other CDCs that are larger have the ability to go into different regions like Iowa and Minnesota, but hence the name, we are strictly focused on South Dakota.
What does it take to become a CDC?
We, like all the other CDCs, have to be compliant with multiple different aspects of what the SBA box looks like. So, for example, when we moved offices and joined with SMGA, we had to let the SBA know we had moved offices. They have the ability to come to a site visit. They can look at all of our files at any time, make sure that we're staying up to date. And really, that's just guidance for the borrower to make sure that we're doing the things that we're supposed to do in the best interest of the borrowers.
How does the CDC get its initial funding to start lending or working with the 504 program? How does that work?
Yeah, so the majority of CDCs normally start through some sort of grant process. Our CDC was a little bit unique insofar as we actually are the oldest CDC in the state of South Dakota. Many of your listeners might know that the SCDC used to be part of GOED, and that's it for acronyms for right now.
And that's the Governor's Office of Economic Development.
That's correct. Thanks for spelling that one out. So that was started in 1983 by Bill Janklow, Governor Bill Janklow, and our company, so in right around 2018, 2017, GOED was notified by this SBA National that they were one of the few what I'll call government-run CDCs. And as I mentioned before, we are a nonprofit, as are the other CDCs, so government affiliation wasn't something they really wanted to continue down on that path. So the board, which, like many nonprofits, we are governed by our board. Our board decided at that time that they were going to move the office from Pierre to Sioux Falls. So that happened in right around 2018, and SDDC took over the portfolio that was existing for the 504s that they already had put on. And since then, you know, we've been growing the portfolio and helping different customers across the state.
What does the day-to-day look like for you, Roman?
Okay, so
with the South Dakota Development Corporation.
Man, day-to-day, I don't think I have one day-to-day that's the same. I think there's like a typical schedule that I like to follow. I like to get in the office and just kind of light my candle, just relax, and then
what's the scent?
I think it's some mahogany teak wood.
Wow, sounds very relaxing.
It has like a crackling candle wick and stuff. It's just very peaceful. I like to play my music in the morning. Lumineers. Brad likes the Lumineers.
Is it like a Pandora radio station?
No, I use Spotify.
Nice.
Superior music streaming.
Sure, okay.
But so I like to get in the office, and then I like to check my emails or just seeing if we're working on any projects, and if we are, then I can see what we need for those projects and then package those loans and then start the underwriting process with Brad. So Brad and I work very closely together, just a lot of communication, just kind of deciding what we need from the lender and borrower to get these loans submitted to the SBA as soon as possible.
So it sounds like to me you have a pretty wide role.
Yep, and especially like Brad mentioned, with a small CDC, we had to wear multiple hats. Just like how he mentioned that, I did a lot of the marketing. I like to take a lot of time out of my day to just kind of brainstorm, just kind of look at analytics between LinkedIn, Facebook, and just kind of getting our name out in the community. Because when people ask, what do you do? And I say, I work for South Dakota Development Corporation. A lot of people are like, what's that? And my goal for marketing is for people to just know our name and our logo.
Yeah, can relate with that one. We're working on that.
What Sioux Metro?
Including this podcast.
Is that the bus company?
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh. That's what we do.
It's with the book people.
So if I'm a business and I want to get a 504 loan, what's the process? What kind of business do I have to be? What are kind of the regulations on that?
Yeah, so there's multiple different routes. So obviously, as Roman said, you know, the more we get our name out there, the more that business customers will know that we are a CDC that can do 504s. But as mentioned, we do partner with banks on every project. So I would say about 80% or 80 to 90% of our projects come through those bank relationships, because the bank is the one who knows their client. They know they're going to be the first one. When a client has, you know, most of the time, when a client has a good bank relationship, they're going to go to their banker and say, hey, I'm looking at this project. Well, let's see if we can fit you into the 504 bucket. So to that question, really 504 from an elevator speech is owner-occupied real estate. which simply means, you know, you're not building a strip mall and you're going to rent out all those strip malls because you're not owner occupied.
Unless it's a storage unit.
Yeah, storage unit is a big asterisk in the 504 world. Storage units are able to be done with the 504, which is great because, again, they are all owner-occupied. They are just rented out.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense to me now that you say it that way.
Yeah, so the majority of our customers are going to be anywhere from, and again, it's wide-ranging with owner-occupation or owner-occupying. You're going to, we'll do anything from hotels to nursing homes to sanitation facilities to, you know, you name it. The one thing, unfortunately, that doesn't fit into the 504 bucket is nonprofits. There are different grants that can help those nonprofits and different programs. So really, we are just focused on, you know, that owner-occupied space.
So let me give you an example. Let's say I want to start a business and I need $1 million to buy a building. I need $1 million to buy a piece of land and build a building and buy some equipment. And I only have $200,000 of cash or equity sitting around. Do I qualify for that program?
Yeah, and actually we're going to be able to save you $50,000 because a project like that would only require 15% equity. So the standard, most bankers know 504 is 50-40-10, which is 50% bank-owned financing, 40% from the SBA 504, and 10% required from the borrower, which is one of the major advantages for borrowers. A traditional bank loan is going to require 20 to 25% down. And obviously, you know, with somebody who's starting out, you know, that capital can be better used as working capital. So they use the 504 to facilitate that. The big question is, or the big other side of it is, what is the benefit to the bank? Right? Why would the bank be okay doing a project with less equity? Well, the reason is the bank is only putting in 50% of the project, but they get 100% of the collateral. So the bank gets first position on, let's say, a mortgage or a UCC filing if we're talking about equipment, and then SBA would then be in second. So that's the big benefit for the bank. And not only are they going to get lower rates on the 504 side, most of the time banks are able to offer lower rates than they would in the traditional sense because the risk is so delevered.
So you said that it needs to be owner occupied, but what if I want to purchase a building and then create a holding company that owns the land of the building and lease it out to my business as the operator? Is that allowed?
It is. So there's requirements around occupancy. So if you were to purchase a building, you have to occupy at least 51% of the space. So we just got a project approved in under a month, which was one of our best. And what happened there was the borrowers purchased a two-story building, and they had the whole upper floor and then a minor portion of the second floor. And that, of course, allowed them to be owner-occupied.
Okay, so our organization is all about economic development. So how does what you guys do kind of impact the work that we do? How can we work together? How does it impact small town economies and communities?
Wait, I thought we were a transportation company or just economic development? Okay.
So in our byline, we are also an economic development company because our goal is to, help borrowers stay in those rural communities. And that was actually one of the things that drew me to SCDC. You know, being in Redfield, and as Jesse said, major employer in Redfield is the South Dakota Developmental Center. So obviously with all of those smaller communities, we are seeing more and more of urban flight, right? I mean, sadly or happily, Jesse and I are both examples of that. You know, we grew up in small towns. We moved to Sioux Falls because it's, you know, where there's more opportunity. So one of our major focuses is helping those, especially generational businesses. So, for example, we helped out a company in Mitchell where the grandfather owned the business. And then while the grandfather was getting older, the grandson wanted to purchase the business. So instead of the grandson moving away from Mitchell, he was able to stay there, purchase his grandfather's business, and has been running it really successfully since.
How many different customers do you guys work with regularly? Can you give us some examples?
So we right now, we have a portfolio of roughly 40 to 60 clients, and that just means we help them with a loan. A good example might be one that we haven't done a loan on. We started working with a borrower about 6 months ago. This borrower has a lot of experience in the hospitality industry, and they had a piece of hospitality that they were looking at, a hotel, and unfortunately, the seller was unable to continue on with selling the business. But the borrower actually, you know, just called me yesterday, and he said, "Hey, you know, I really wanted to appreciate and let you know how much your guidance meant to us. I mean, obviously, like I mentioned earlier, this is their first time doing this, right? We do this every day. So that is our goal, to help educate those potential entrepreneurs so they can move forward and, you know, continue to grow the communities in South Dakota."
So I've heard you've done some pretty cool projects. Could you tell us some examples of 504 loans that you've issued in the last 5 years?
Yeah. One that I had that I think is a great story was in Mitchell, a different one than the one I just shared. There is a company there called Home Instead, and we were able to partner with the customer. Like many, they were leasing a space. They had grown out of that space. And Home Instead's a great organization. Basically what they do is it's all in-home home health, and that in rural communities is becoming more and more needed as, you know, we see the nursing home issues across the state. So they had been growing exponentially. They found a building that they really liked. They were able to purchase that building, renovate that building, and then now occupy that building with their growing staff. So that project, I believe, added about 15 to 20 jobs in the community of Mitchell. And again, these are, you know, nurse jobs. They're good paying jobs. So that's a fun one.
Do you guys do like restaurants or anything like in that category, which I think is kind of a riskier area for traditional or conventional financing?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a couple restaurants in town that we've helped out. Lux is one that we helped them purchase their brewery equipment. So that, you know, again, if you go and enjoy a beer at Lux, think of SDDC, even though they make all the, and Nick makes all the good beer. And yeah, I mean, we do restaurants across the state. We have some in Pierre, we have one in Rapid. And you know, again, it's basically going to wherever the customers are in the state of South Dakota. And that can be anywhere. We've helped businesses in much smaller towns as well.
So Roman, being the communication guy, marketing guy, / all around hardworking Augustana Viking graduate that you are, if somebody is looking to pursue a 504, how would they get a hold of you?
The easiest way is probably just calling our office.
And what is that? You always have a number?
Yep. Our number is 605-275-1504. Admittedly, it's really easy to get a hold of us if you go to our website, thinksddc.com. It has all of our emails and phone numbers there too, that you can learn more about the 504 program. Not only learn about the 504 program, but you can also learn more about our staff and our board of directors as well, too.
Well, hey, thanks, Roman. We appreciate it. Thanks, Brad, for being here today. We really enjoy working with you guys and co-locating the space with you. Molly, anything you want to add?
I think that's good. We really appreciate you guys being on today.
Absolutely. We are excited to hear this podcast, and we're excited for the future of you guys' podcast.
Thanks, Roman. Hey, so Molly, what should listeners expect next week from the Growing Places podcast?
The next few podcast episodes, we're going to be highlighting some of our award winners from our annual meeting this week. We've got our Person of the Year, Community of the Year, and Business of the Year awards happening this Wednesday, so we're going to be highlighting those over the next few weeks.
Yeah, that's right. Our annual meeting is on Wednesday, February 16th. We'd love to have you join us. You can register online by going to sumetro.com and clicking on About and then Events. We will be hosting it at the Country Club of Sioux Falls along with our board meeting. And our award champions will be there to be applauded for their hard work in growing our regional economy. So we're looking forward to having those folks on our podcast here in the very near future.
Thanks for listening to Growing Places. Follow us on social media at Sioux Metro. Tune in next time to the next episode of Growing Places. And always leave things better than the way you found them.